Item 6, from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to amend Chapters 6 and 32 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances relating to the management and disposition of tax deed foreclosure properties.
All right. Mr. Teague-Whaley-Smith, would you like to walk us through this? I don't know if you've had an opportunity previously to talk to members.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have had a chance to talk with many members here and other people that are related in the county to the disposition of tax foreclosure properties. And we really appreciate the continued support of the board in addressing foreclosure issues. Of course, you passed the loan fund that we talked about that is going to help get these properties back on the tax rolls. You also approved the master property real inventory that's going to help us better track these parcels and make sure that we're being efficient and accountable for this disposition. So this is sort of part three of that streamlining effort, which is currently the board has the authority and the process of approving each individual tax foreclosure for sale. So we enter into an option, and it's got to go through the full board cycle of economic development and the full board. We have no intention of frustrating that power and that policy, but what we'd like to do is do a streamlined process so that for the lion's share of these that we have to go through, that would be what would we refer to as a passive review process. At any point, a board member could say, this one I want to go through the full review, but when we have the appraisal, we have the offer in place, and we're just trying to get these transactions done, you may not want it to go through the full process. So there have been some cleanup changes in Chapter 6 and 32 that have been proposed to just make sure that it's referring to the Economic Development Department rather than the Public Works Department, which is where it used to be located, and some few minor clarifications. But the gist of this is really for, can be found in the proposed restatement of 6.03, which is page 12 of the packet. And I just want to highlight something for a few things for you. One is that we would, of course, take these properties and we'd list them on the multiple listing service so that they're open to the public and there's sort of a public bidding process or offer process on the properties. The past process of going through the full board was fine when we had two or three properties a year, but when we are contemplating taking almost 50 of them, we may want a more streamlined process. So it would essentially work like a clearance rack. The first thing we would do, which has been part of a previous process, is that we would let other county departments know of the availability of the property, for example, the housing division, if it can be used for their purposes, if it's a vacant parcel for transportation purposes, whatever the case may be. We would also notify the local municipality. Often the buyers of properties are the municipality themselves for planning and other economic development purposes. So there would be a window for review by either internal departments or our partner governments. After that, it would act as a clearance rack at a retail store, that within the first specified time period, which is the first 120 days, if we received an offer within 90% of the appraised value, then we would send out a notice to the board saying we want to accept this. Please let us know within 5 days if you would like this to go through the full process. Otherwise, we will proceed with the sale. And I would expect that for most of these, we're just going to want to get these on the tax rolls and move forward. After that first 120 days, then it would be we could accept an offer that's 75% or above of the appraised value. And after that 120 days, so now we're at a full 240 days or 9 months, we could go down all the way to 25% of the appraised value. In all of these circumstances, there would be the notice to the board, and any board member could pull it off of the track that we're on and say we want full board review. So you still maintain that authority. But for, again, the lion's share of these where we're trying to sell them at the appraised value and get them back on the tax rolls, my guess is that we were going to want to streamline this process. And it's highlighted by this. You know, when you put an offer in on a house, you expect to get an answer back within a time period. 30 days would be a long time to get an answer back. In many circumstances, for example, if we got an offer today on one of these properties, we would be too late to make this cycle. We would have to wait through the next cycle. And on the chance that there's a recess, that process could be over 90 days. So again, not trying to mess with the grand scheme of things, but simply create a passive review process to get these properties expedited. And with that, we would ask for your support on this policy change.
Any questions, concerns? Supervisor Mayo, Supervisor Bowen, anyone else?
All right, with these properties, if somebody property with brownfield, what would you do with those? Would that come to the board or that just keep going through the process? And particularly when we use that, sometimes when you go to municipalities, there might be a brownfield property there that they might need to similar to their parcel. How would you make that work? Will that come to the board, or that just go directly, you will handle that? And then any property that's called has to be considered deemed surplus from the committee, even though it's delinquent property. If, say, it's surplus land would not be part of this delinquent property. Am I correct?
That's correct. What happens is the technical way that it would work, Supervisor, is that you would have, when we take on a tax foreclosure, the ordinance now would say that it's automatically declared surplus. So that's a part of the process. But this ordinance does not apply to surplus land that we did not acquire through tax foreclosure. It only applies to the surplus land that's acquired through tax foreclosure. Regarding brownfields, that I would categorize as an acquisition question, because whenever we enter into the chain of title on a brownfield property, then we could potentially be held liable for that property. And so it's a case-by-case determination with the treasurer's office and with our department on whether or not the county even wants to take this parcel. And so Corporation Council is involved in each one of those where there has been identified a brownfield issue. We all sit down and we say, okay, from the economic development perspective, do we have a buyer that wants to deal with this? From a Corporation Council perspective, what is the liability we would be taking on? From the treasurer's perspective, you know, how much is it going to cost us to not foreclose on it because we reimburse the municipality for the property taxes? And so that's a joint conversation that's done on a case-by-case basis, depending on the level of contamination and whether there is a buyer, including a municipality, that is interested. In that particular circumstance, it's often done by a combination of a memorandum of understanding or an offer. Those would come to the full board because that's more than just a standard offer procedure. And quite frankly, from our department's perspective, if we have something that is that complicated, we would probably, you know, suggest when we send out the notice, hey, this one we want a full review of too. But regardless of any of these, you'll always get that notice, and you can always pull something off and put it for full board review.
I prefer to have that in the ordinance that brownfields will have to come. That won't go through the path of review process because we'll be putting the county at risk in case something's there. And that particular property should not be on.
It's an excellent suggestion. If we could work with your office on an amendment, we'd be happy to do that.
All right.
Do you want to do that before the body takes a vote? What is your pleasure?
I got to try to work it out. I don't know exactly how to word it out. Exactly.
Well, we don't.
Board day.
Yeah, it'll be done by board day. Oh, it'll be done by board day.
Just a question. I mean, my understanding in the foreclosure process, before you even start a foreclosure, someone is sent out to look at whether there are those kinds of issues. Is that correct?
Second here. David Cialdini has been working with the treasurer's office on some of these issues. And I just want to say this is the three-step in what is a longer process. And in this particular one amendment, we're looking at the disposition process. We're trying to streamline the disposition process. We still have work to do to streamline the acquisition process. And it wasn't really our goal in here. If there's an immediate issue like the brownfields that we want to clarify as an acquisition issue, we're happy to do that. But we don't have a full level of detail on a proposal for the acquisition side of things. But perhaps Mr. Cialdini can provide some clarification.
Madam Chairwoman, committee members, it is the treasurer's position for the county not to foreclose on any properties that are even perceived to have possible contamination. I take a direct role in that process. The treasurer will give me a list of properties, and I will do my best to research any potential signs of contamination. If I feel that through my investigation that there is the potential, the treasurer will basically take it off his list for foreclosures. When the situation does arise where the treasurer does foreclose on a contaminated property, he will only do that after an agreement's already in place with the local municipality to take that property off its hands. So the MOU has already been executed, for lack of a better term, and then once that agreement is in place, then the treasurer will then foreclose on the property, and then the transfer is instantaneous. So it will come before you in the form of an MOU between the county and the municipality.
Even before the treasurer take any acquisition of any brownfields, it was coming to the county board to make sure that we wouldn't be in that title loop. Because once you get in that loop, it gets kind of hairy. Yep. And then we also have to get people to make sure they sign off and say, we are not going to be part of that loop. So the treasurer can't even do that right now unless you put that in there, because he don't have that authority to go into that kind of situation at all.
I think the best way to describe it is our department does not handle the decision to acquire, but we have an interest in that, because we don't want to get into a position where we are saying that we are never going to work on a brownfields property. Because guess what? That's where industrial land is, manufacturing land, commercial corridors, things that are related to jobs. So it's important that we be really smart about those decisions. The treasurer has a component of that information. We have a component of that information. Corporation Council has that information. We do not have a proposal at this point about standardizing that process. But it's a point well taken, and if we can work with you on something between now and board day that addresses that, it's sort of beyond the scope that we had intended. But frankly, it's a good idea from my perspective, and I'd have to talk with some of the other partners about that, and we're happy to do that in the interim.
All right.
I don't know if Corp Council wants to discuss the. It's my understanding the treasurer actually has been working with Corp Counsel on the issues of foreclosure. Mr. Whaley Smith indicates that's at the acquisition level instead of the
disposition
level or sale or whatever you want to call it. And this is strictly dispositional or sale after the county's actually come into. I don't know. Do you want to make any comments or?
I don't have anything to add on the acquisition side of things at this point. I did go over the proposed ordinance with Mr. Whaley Smith and also with Jim Carroll in our office, and so we had also input into this draft that's before you today.
And I would also say that we did talk to the treasurer's office, and he did indicate on the disposition side that these changes don't impact the work that he has to do.
Right, and just for the committee's information, I did talk with Mr. Diliberti as well. And he basically indicated to me he's supportive of this, and I think if we get the amendment that Supervisor Mayo's talking about, that will even clarify this further. So I think everyone is somewhat in agreement with this. Back to your issue on the, you know, you get an offer, and it's not feasible really to hold off 30 days until the board would act on it. But with this new proposal on a passive review, how would you see an offer being written with that passive review process in it? What kind of language would you put in such an offer?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. It's an excellent question. So once we have the entire list of properties that have actually been taken, that would be put on our excess property list so that you would all have access to it on a continuing basis and hold us accountable for what we're selling and what we're not. If we get in, they're all listed on the multiple listing service. We would get an offer to come in through a broker. The buyer determines what their proposal is going to be and price, and they use a standardized form through the Association of Realtors. We would respond to that with a counteroffer that says our agreement to this is contingent upon the 5-day review pursuant to 6.03. If it is not, if no objections are raised, then the offer will be through. If there's an objection raised, it will require the full board approval. So we'll get that out the door the second we get that offer. We'll notify the entire board that we have an offer in place with that contingency. And if we do not receive notice back within 5 days, then we would proceed with the sale. Otherwise, we would be prepared to present it at the cycle that the board uses.
Okay. So that's a good explanation. Any other? Do we have a? Did we get a motion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just and then the other criteria, 90% in the first 30 days, and so we were following that too. So, yeah, those are good questions. Thank you. The follow up I had was reminding. I'm trying to remember the conversation from last month when we all decided to kind of put the money in the board vote. Is there a way? And we know there's a certain zip codes or areas where particularly there's high level of foreclosures. So do. Are we trying to mix and match a little bit and hit different areas, or is there any kind of form we're looking at that, or is just the 50 top ones we find first?
Chairwoman and supervisors, two things. One is, as you all know, we acquire the tax foreclosures in Milwaukee County but for the city of Milwaukee. Right. And so historically that's been about five per year. This year it could be as many as 50. There are some concentrations. I didn't bring that map with me, but again, you guys have been so supportive and know your districts better. We will send that out to you, and if there's a particular concentration in your district, we would love to strategize on with you whether there's a nonprofit home buyer agency in that area or whatever else the case may be. That is separate from the actual foreclosure funds that you approved, because that can be used countywide. That one, the Housing Division and I are putting together the application for that so that we have applications in the door as soon as that money is received from UWM Foundation.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from committee? Supervisor Taylor or Rainey? What is the committee's pleasure? We do not have a motion. All right, we've got a motion to adopt. Supervisor Mayo is indicating that he may do a clarification before at board day on potential brownfield. Sounds like Mr. Tigwaley Smith will work with him on that. Hopefully get something satisfactory. So if there's a motion to be voted on today, this will move it forward so we can do that on the board floor.
Mm-hmm.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
On the motion to adopt, Supervisors Bowen.
Aye.
Mayo.
No.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
There are 6 ayes, 1 no. The motion to adopt prevails.
And I will change my vote on board to the floor.
And we'll be happy to get your amendment passed. All right. And then finally, our excess